So right on this grassy strip, this medium strip, they want to put a light rail. Now we're at Palm Beach, we're opposite 10th Avenue. Right? Now you tell me, where's the room for this light rail? And how many properties have they got to reclaim part of to put this small business killer through this suburb of Palm Beach? And for that matter, through the whole of the Gold Coast, the Southern Gold Coast, sorry. My name is Spencer Chellefort, and I'm a concerned Gold Coast resident. I'm from Burleigh Heads. I'm down here at Palm Beach. They want to put this monstrosity of a light rail through this beautiful beachside suburb and ruin it. Small business killer. Okay, it's proven to be a small business killer up in the suburbs on the Northern Gold Coast, such as the Southport CBD. Okay, we've seen businesses go broke there. We've seen a move out. We've seen homelessness and crime increase in that suburb. Okay, we don't want it to happen here on the Southern Gold Coast. See that bus going past there? That one there? That bus? They run every 15 minutes from Paradise Point to Kingscliff. Why do we need a light rail? Come, folks. Stop the light rail.
Thank you so much.
Not parking.
Not enough room here, is there?
No.
Small business killer.
Absolutely small business killer.
There's Shazza. Hey, Shaz. How you going, Shaz?
Oh, I'm puffed.
Ban the tram!
Ban the tram!
Ban the tram! Why do we need the tram? We've already got buses. Hello. Absolutely. Stop the light rail. Small business killer. Hey, buses run 24/7. Absolutely. Stop the light rail. Small business killer. Those buses run 24/7 up and down the highway. Yeah, g'day guys. So now I'm back up the northern end of the Gold Coast Highway at Palm Beach, and behind me there is Talabudra Drive, okay, the corner there, and over this side, just down there, is the Palm Beach Surf Club, Talabudra Surf Club. Now you can see the median strip behind me there, right, and this way too. Where are they going to fit a through here? Like a light rail, where are they going to fit it? They won't be able to. What they'll have to do is reclaim some of the land off the property owners on either side of the highway, and that's going to happen everywhere. Right? Now you have a look at the traffic that's coming through here at the moment. This is pretty tame. Normally, it's a lot worse than this. And when they build that light rail through here, you're not going to be able to get a car through here. You know, it's going to take you hours to get from Burleigh to Coolangatta. It's absolutely ridiculous. We don't need one. There's already buses running along the entire length of the highway from Paradise Point to Kingscliff. Why do we need a light rail? Here they come. Bunch of concerned locals that don't want that eyesore in it going through here either. Not enough room. Room on here for two tram lines.
Yeah.
to run that toy train.
How much?
Little 5 million a month in electricity just to run that toy train.
Thank you.
We need to be talking about this. Come to our next public meeting because we've got a lot to tell. Follow Save Us on the Gold Coast. Save our Southern Gold Coast! 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 Where are our Southern Gold Coast? Save our Southern Gold Coast! Where are our councillors? Where are our councillors? Where are our MPs? Where are our MPs? Where is our government?
Where is our government?
Tell the truth, Mr. Government.
Yes, what is the electricity cost of running stages 1 and 2? Is it $5 million, as we've been informed 18 months ago? Answer our questions.
Just answer any question, Mr. Bailey.
Yeah, just turn up, Mr. Bailey.
What time is it, Mr. Bailey?
Boo to Mark Bailey.
How's one lane down this highway? How's that going to work? One lane, where's all the traffic going to park?
Okay, one lane, where's the traffic going? What's that hill there? That hill is an Indigenous sacred site. That hill is a home for koalas that are relatively chlamydia-free, amongst other things. That is the home of native flora, and that is the home of ancient shell middens and Aboriginal fish traps. So there are so many things wrong, and our government calling this a mega project actually means they don't have to run the same studies as they would do under a normal circumstance. We need to say no, we need to say we want heavy rail, and we need to say back to the drawing board.
And we'll see you all on the 4th of February, first Saturday morning, 8 a.m. down at Barra Park.
Let's try first Saturday of every month, we will do a protest march.
Ban the tram!
Concerned residents of the Gold Coast march from Roman Creek down here, raising awareness about the light rail. So, what's your name, mate?
Nigel.
Nigel? Yes. And how long have you lived on the Gold Coast?
22 years.
Yeah, and what, southern end, northern end?
Southern end, yeah. We live in Currumbin and recently Tugan.
Okay, and what's your thoughts about the light rail?
Well, I think the light rail, looking at the amount of money they're spending on it, I can't say that they're ever going to be able to pay the cost of it. It's going to be years and years and years before they actually get anywhere with that. The currently, the amount of money that they've spent on it, and the amount of revenue they're getting back, is not sustainable. It isn't paying for itself. Yeah. So how they think spending billions more dollars putting these other sectors in is going to be worthwhile for the coast, I just do not understand.
Absolutely.
They haven't got the catchment area, they haven't got the number of people. They're going to be trashing natural flora and fauna, and they're also going to be putting a lot of people out of business on the whole route from Burling through Tugan through Palm Beach. It's just not going to work. So I'm pretty angry about that whole thing. The stats that they've told us about at the consultation, that were a bit of a farce. The stats they gave us were that 68% of people thought that a change of modality would be a good thing. That was in 2018. My wife and I went to every single shopkeeper in Tugan. This was probably about 9 months ago now. And we asked them all, just a simple question, simple open honest question, are you in favour of the light rail, yes or no? 92% of them said no. It was an absolute categorical no. So where the council are getting their information from, and if they're still relying on 2018 information, then they need to get off their butts and start doing some current data statistics.
I believe they go to the platforms where all the uni students are and survey them, because of course they're going to say, yeah, we use it all the time. But how many, you know, what sort of percentage of the population is that? It's minuscule.
What I would say, at our last public forum, there was a lady that stood up and she took the TMR survey, the phone survey, and they kept changing the scale. So will light rail help you in this way? 1, 2, 3, or 4. 10 being the strongest, 1 being the weakest. And then the next one, 1 being the strongest, 10 being the weakest. It changed like 20 times.
They moved the goalposts, don't they?
Yeah, and the other thing I'd like to point out, and I've sent it to Minister Bailey, and I've gone through Senators' offices to find out how much electricity are stages 1 and 2 costing us to run. Because 18 months ago, it was put before Parliament to ask that question, and they're still keeping it in cabinet confidence. $8 million a month is what we gather 18 months ago. So, $5 million a month, should I say. But when you're looking at stage 3, much smaller population than stage 1 and 2, much. The stage 1 and 2 population, 362,000 people. For every digital affairs spent just to meet the private party's interest, we subsidise over $8. Imagine the cost when it gets down to here or to stage 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are having the wool pulled over our eyes, and we need to tell as many people as possible that that's the case. The only department still talking to us, and I'll give them credit for it, Gold Coast City Council, no. State government, TMR, no. Federal government, still talking.
Yeah. Sorry, what was your name?
I'm Kath Down, founder of Save Us on the Gold Coast.
No problem, mate. You got a website?
SOSGC.org.au on my t-shirt.
There it is right there, guys. Go and check it out. Save Our Southern Gold Coast.
And follow our Facebook page, Save Our Southern Gold Coast. There's lots of information.
Awesome.
And I'll let these ladies give you some
information. Yeah, absolutely. What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Christine. Yep. I actually live at Burley Heads.
Yep.
But one of my concerns is that there has been no provision made for parking. So who do they think is going to use this wretched thing? There is no parking, and when you look at the plans, and I was involved in the so-called consultation process for Burley Heads. I was one of the people picked by council. I think they thought I was going to be a yes woman, and very much a no woman. But there is zero parking provided, and they're going to resume where we're standing here. If you look at the plans, they're going to take away most of this parking, they're going to take away all the parking on the other side of Tullabudgera Creek. And yet they tell us that people are going to use light rail. They have rocks in their head. And we have perfectly good bus service at the moment. So I use it reasonably regularly. And
me too.
I cannot understand this fixation with the light rail. And I wish we had had protest marches like this for stage 3, because I would have certainly participated in it. And I would support all your marches for stage 4.
Thank you very much. And it's never too late to do anything.
Oh, the other thing that my friend Sue and I feel passionately about is that when they do the stage 4, they're going to come across Burley Hill. Now, Burley Hill and Burley Ridge are one of the last remaining habitat sites in southeast Queensland for koala. And although the statistics say there are only a couple of hundred in there, do we want to lose every single koala we have in southeast Queensland? And I would imagine the vast majority of Australians would be horrified if they realised that one of our most iconic natural fauna is going to be wiped out by development. I'm not against development, but I am against development that destroys our environment.
Good job.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm Spencer. What's your name?
I'm Margaret.
Margaret?
Yeah, I live at the very tail end at Coolangatta, and the proposal is that it will come down through Langdon Street Lane, which is a beautiful little laneway at the moment that covered in trees. And
it's gorgeous.
And it's just a lovely, lovely spot. Yeah. And it has so many people using it on a daily basis. We'll also lose a little bit of land to this ridiculous process. But it's like everyone else said, you know, we are going to lose, we could lose a lot of things. The main thing is people are having the wool pulled over their eyes, making it sound all glorious and it's lovely and everyone's going to use it, which is not a fact at all. It's just rubbish.
Yeah.
It seems to be getting done mainly due to developers. The forum that we went to, the consultation, so-called consultation, really didn't provide us with any options other than the one that they've decided is the best, which is the one that's most destructive. And the young engineer there said, well, the council aren't going to be releasing any more land along the Gold Coast. We're going for high density living. Well, that's all very well, but the high density living starts on the ground floor at about $1 million. So I'm not quite sure where they expect everybody to live, other than the millionaires and the people that can afford to have a luxurious holiday apartment. But where are the you know, the normal person that is here today and walking around and playing in the water and having coffee at the local shop? Where are we all going to live and work?
Absolutely.
This is just nonsense. No one wants it, and it has to be stopped.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Anyone else want to have a few words?
I'll have a say.
Yeah, hello, what's your name?
My name's Pauline Blinkens.
Hello, Pauline.
How are you?
I'm Spencer.
Thank you for doing this.
Not a problem.
I'd like to say my family came here in the very early 60s, and we've lived in Tugan all our life. And now that the rail wants to come through and they're changing the highway and that there, we're actually the owners of the BP service station at Tugan. And when they reclaim the highway lane through there, we cannot get tankers in to fuel up our service station, to fuel up the pumps. Can you believe that? We have to get tiny little tankers that go off the highway and come around onto the old Golden Four Drive and try and come in the back way. It's a nightmare. You know, it's a little community shopping centre which it will just destroy not only there, but so many of Palm Beach. They're losing all their front yards, they're losing all their businesses, just taking away everybody's livelihood. It's just not on, and they don't ask the community what they think. They just make up their own rules and just say it's all happening. Well, let me tell you, we will fight. We
might why be... do they got to do that?
They
don't have any right to do that.
They're supposed to work for us.
That's
you
right.
know? The government, the council,
the only
everybody.
Reason that they get away with it is because we let them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right? We will fight. You know, that's it.
Absolutely.
We will fight.
Thank
Go.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for doing it.
Not a problem. How's it going, people? I'm Spencer. This is Phil from Save Our Southern Gold Coast. Is that correct?
Totally. Well, we're another affiliate. We're all in it together. I'm working very closely with Cap. In fact, my story, 2 years ago we moved up here from Melbourne. I saw the trams out of Palmy. I thought, what are you on about? We need public transport, because I'm a big public transport and I use it. I ride my bike, I walk. I love this environment. I thought, well, we need public transport to support people moving around. And I went to a TMR thing, and oh, how glossy is that? Yeah, sure, let's do it. Then I heard Kath Down speak, and she spoke at an event, and there were a number of her team there, very professional engineers, town planners and like. And I've changed my mind once or twice in my life. I changed my mind like that. When I heard the facts and started to see what was going on, I thought, I've got to fight. I've got to do what I can for the community, because and now as I talk to people, everywhere I go I talk to people, and I find 80% of local people down here on the coast are just, they don't want this thing. And we've been given ridiculous numbers by government to tell us otherwise, but there is no percentage that is anywhere near the 63% they talk about. I talk to people in the street and I'm doing letterbox drops. Yes, we're in. Tell us what we got to do. So it's big stuff.
Yeah.
Big stuff.
And it just seems that they're not listening to us, are they?
No. Okay. At this stage, they're not. But there is always a tipping point.
Yes.
There is always a tipping point, and I believe we can create that here in this community, because this community is a loving community that loves what it has, and when they're all educated, not misguided, when they're all truly educated, I think we can do it. I think we can get the community at such a point that it tips over and the government is, oh, I think we're better try again, this is not going to work for us.
Yeah, absolutely, and let's hope that tipping point happens, you know, soon, because the way it is at the moment, the amount of traffic on the road in the southern Gold Coast at the moment is heavier than usual, and you can imagine how bad it's going to be once they start putting that line, that tram line through.
I can't imagine how bad it's going to be. I can't. I just think, yeah. Oh no. I just think, yeah. I don't think anyone's got a sense of what, how bad it's going to be. Yeah. And in the end, yes. Okay, so the tram, well, if it was going to help, I'd be put for it. But yeah. I can see that we've got buses that are doing a job already.
Yep. Yep.
And what we need is a comprehensive network of public transport so that people have more of a reason to get on a bus, electric bus, than they would to get in their car. People are talking about driving down to the tram. No, we should be catching buses from A to B to C. That's got to be the future. Yes, cars are necessary, which of course they're necessary, but at some point we've got to be all looking and saying, how can I be a public transport user and a walker and a rider and respect this beautiful environment?
Absolutely, mate.
Definitely.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Lovely.
We're gonna support you guys right to the end.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, Phil.
Okay, all
see you later.
See you later, yeah. Thank you, Sharon.
Awesome.